Okay, let's get started. My name is Chris Xie. I'm the head of open source strategy at FutureWay. And I'm also the chair for the Auris working group at Landes Foundation Energy. Today, the topic of my talk is exploring the Auris open renewable energy systems. Last year, I was here to present it. And this year, just to present some latest updates for the Auris working group. I live in Silicon Valley, which is the San Francisco Bay Area in California. There is a place called Mass Landing in Monterey, California, which is about 1.5 hours drive south of my home. And just a couple of weeks ago, there was a big fire. And that fire was is a battery energy storage facility. And that facility was used by PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, which is our home's power utility service company. Now, this company was famous because a few years ago, California, in Northern California, there were fires, many a number of huge fires from the forest. And in the forest, a couple of weeks ago, there are like heavy metal ingredients stuff that is around the residential area because of this fire. And that fire is particular from the battery facility with Liang batteries. So we see there's a centralized challenge, power supply. With the power grid systems, and these systems are, what happens if we do this in a decentralized situation, decentralized energy, right? And PG&E realized this. There's a challenge there. So they have started to implement some of the solutions, like distributed solutions, that they are working with Tesla Powerwall. So several of my colleagues have installed Tesla Powerwall in their homes, and they participate in the PG&E's program. It's more like a virtual power plant, where they, I was told that they, before there's a weather event or there's huge demand, the PG&E will like fill out their home batteries for them, and the next day if there's event, then they will just drain out the battery, so that they can supply the local communities. So people can install the Tesla Powerwall, but that's a proprietary solution. It's very hard. And if you want to expand the batteries, it's going to be very costly, and you cannot tinker with it. You cannot change it. You have to hire contractors, go to your home. That's very expensive to expand it or to anything else with it. So there is alternative. This is the open solutions. That's where Auris come into play. So what is Auris? So the Auris is short for Open Renewable Energy Systems. It is not a product, it's not a software, it's not a hardware, but it is a specification. It is a framework that allows people, vendors, to develop their own open, disaggregated energy solutions. So the key value proposition is that, as I said, this is an open source solution. It's an open solution. It's different from a proprietary solution. It's different from black box. It's open. And our aim is to make it a simple installation and integration. And it's a modular design and then linearly scalable. This is the overall architecture of the Auris system. Now, we have power productions from like a smart solar panels and wind turbines. And there are smart batteries. And we have, over this past year, we have added a module called a Wi-Fi sensor switch, where the home household, for example, your microwave oven, the coffee maker, you can just plug into this Wi-Fi switch sensor, and then it will inform the controller. If there's a load, it will give the signal to the controller, and the controller can inform the batteries to release to your local home grid instead of getting power from the public grid. So this, as I mentioned, this is a standardization effort. It's always standardization. So the purpose of this standardization is to allow standardized uniform architecture. We have borrowed this concept from the data center in the cloud, data center, where you have all the cabinets. And you can have standard specifications. You can plug in the servers. You can plug in the storage devices. So that you can standardize on this form factor so that you can enable the manufacturer to build a standard equipment. And it's easier for the producer, for the vendors, and also easier for the consumers. So you play the deploy and drop and deploy. Plug and play solution. So that's, we borrowed that. So that's what we're planning to do during the next year. And hopefully, if people are interested, join us. We connect to my LinkedIn and also the Aures GitHub, so that you can help contribute. And since we have a 10-minute talk, it's pretty short at the last minute. And so that is all for my presentation. Yes. Yes, sure, go ahead. Anybody have any question about the, yes, go ahead.
I was wondering, so it's a standardization framework, which is, you said something about physical dimensions, but I guess also about communication, and how's the idea to be implemented? So you want to have this open, and then the different companies who would implement it then by themselves. So you give this framework, and then all the whatever inverter companies and battery companies would integrate that. Or how do you plan to spread this, and how should it be used? If it's a
yes, a great question. The question is, how would you develop the standard so companies can adopt? And this is where following the very a playbook from the OCP, the Open Compute Platform, or Open 19. There's another standard for data center equipment. There's hardware equipment specification. That's like a Facebook and Google, Microsoft. They are all kind of like adopting that. So we're trying to borrow that concept into this renewable energy system, so it makes it easier for manufacturers. For the big cloud service providers, they use this because they have massive deployments. And if we have the same nature of the massive deployment in our communities, we need that kind of concept as well to help lower the cost and easy to deploy. One more? Yes. That cabinet was more like for the outdoor, so it needs to be like weatherproof, fireproof, rainproof, all that kind of thing. Yes, so because you put it outside, so it needs to be able.